The water is receding in parts of Baton Rouge today, but things are far from normal. About 4,000 people in Louisiana are still in emergency shelters. More than 40,000 homes are destroyed. 13 people so far have died in this week's flooding. President Obama had a briefing last night from FEMA, but the Baton Rouge newspaper The Advocate is calling on him to cut short his vacation and pay a visit. 20 Louisiana parishes have been declared federal disaster areas after what's being called some of the worst flooding ever to hit parts of the state. Tangipahoa Parish is one of them, and Parish President Robbie Miller is on the line. Sir, we are thinking about you in this time.
Well, we really appreciate that, Robin. You know, I'd like to thank NPR for giving us an avenue to get some information out and let the world know what's going on here.
Well, and what are your biggest problems and your biggest needs right now?
Right now, you know, we're in the recovery stage, and the biggest thing that in Tangipahoa Parish that's hindering us is the ability for people to gut their homes, I guess you'd say, you know, to start getting all that damaged furniture, walls, just things, you know, you don't realize how much stuff is close to the floor till you get 2, 3, or 4 feet of water in your home.
Right, and it all becomes toxic with mold and you know.
Yeah, if you don't get it out, you know, the quicker we can get it out, the less damage there is to the home. The teams, we have a ton of volunteer organizations. We have, you know, neighbors helping neighbors. You know, you might have a neighborhood with the whole neighborhood out, and 4 or 5 homeowners will get together and start in one and just move down the street to each other's homes and just getting it done as quickly as they can everywhere. Who, you know, which one was damaged the most, and the neighborhood attacks it and gets it done. We have some faith-based and some just community-based volunteer organizations that are here, volunteering their time, doing it for free, just to be, you know, good servants to their neighbor.
Well, we forget as well as, you know, floods don't discriminate; they hit everybody.
Oh, and absolutely! So, yeah, we said that. Socioeconomic demographics, none of that matters. And let me tell you, whenever your house is flooded, it doesn't matter who you are.
Yeah, and your police and your first responders, they also have homes that are destroyed, so they're going out to help others while their families are struggling.
During the rescue effort, it was incredible. You know, you have a guy, you talk to him, how are you doing? How are you holding up? Well, I'm good. Somebody across town or across the parish, there's another crew like this getting my family out right now.
Right. Well, and we're hearing terrible stories about people realizing they don't have flood insurance. One man who's profiled on Morning Edition, his mortgage had been sold. He didn't realize it, and they hadn't notified him that his flood insurance had been dropped. What? Is that a problem that people aren't covered?
I haven't specifically heard about that yet, but I'm sure that's an example. There's an example of that somewhere in our parish, and we know that there's a limit on the FEMA assistance of $33,000, what we've heard so far, and I don't know if that's going to be raised. You know, and many of these people, at least 5,200 homes in March flooded, in the March floods that we had, just 5 months, literally 5 months and one day apart did the flood begin. And those people, they're in the same boat repairing their homes. Some of them were not even finished, and they turn around and get flooded again. A lot of questions about how it's going to be handled. I can tell you, though, that our experience with FEMA is that they're professional, they're very fast. In general, and when we talk about as the whole bunch, I'm sure there's a specific incident here or there that didn't go as well as it should, but they're very compassionate people. They're working very hard. I know that we have approximately more than 70 FEMA members on the ground in Tangipahoa Parish, and they started doing inspections of homes on Tuesday.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think President Obama should be there?
I can tell you that our damage from Tangipahoa Parish kind of being the first place that got hit, and it moved west to Livingston, East Baton Rouge, Ascension, and now you keep adding. It's going to be as significant as Katrina, and I would have to say that it's a catastrophe that warrants the attention of the president.
Yeah, and obviously many agree, although we have to point out there's also two parts of California that are being devastated by fire. It's just a really horrific time. And I just wonder your thoughts on Baton Rouge in particular, still recovering from terrible incidents. July 5th, the shooting death of Alton Sterling outside a market by police. And then days later, a man from Missouri came, and a sniper, and gunned down 3 police officers. even though the Sterling families, you know, said we do not condone that at all. Right. We have police officers in our family. I'm just wondering, what's the, you know, what's the mental state of people there?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, if you look at how Louisiana came back after Katrina, it's just, this is just another part. How New York, how our Americans come back, but Louisiana specifically, since this is my home state in Tangipahoa, my home parish, that, you know, we're very resilient. We know what it takes to pull ourselves up and get back to work, and know that we're going to be better. It's a tough time. We're not gonna ignore that. And we have some people that are hurting, and we hug each other, and then we take off and go to work and make it happen.
Yeah.
You know, we have a lot of organizations from around the region wanting to come in and help, and we're coordinating that. And that's probably I can tell you that search and rescue is hectic, and rearranging and coordinating relief efforts is almost just as hectic. At least we're not worried about, you know, getting somebody off of the roof of a house and our cars floating down the a creek, but it's just as hectic to try and make sure that we're letting the people who want to help, that we give them a useful operation to take care of folks, and that the people who need it gets to them. We have staging areas sort of throughout the parish, and we have volunteers that are driving up and down the parish to deliver goods and services that need to be done.
Well, we'll connect people at our website, hereandnow.org. Robbie Miller, again, president of Tangipahoa Parish, best of luck to you and your community there.
Thank you so much. We greatly appreciate you.